Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Grombach, KGCDirect.com. Right, Ken?
Correct.
And they can find your book, The Age Curve, which is his new one. He also, the Common Sense was another one. And The Age Curve, which is still one of my favorite books, is available wherever books are sold, and Amazon. And Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Gen Y, the wonderful, wonderfully troublesome generation that's coming aboard. Ken, what can we... One of the things that I'd like for us to talk about for a little bit is how the rest of us should deal with Gen Y. And I'm just going to say one thing. I still believe that in their 20s, I don't live in their world. They live in my world, at least for a little while longer. And I think I have something that I can teach them. I know that I have context that they don't have, that they think is not important. And I am not going to roll over and be lazy and not deal with them, not take them on when I need to make sure that they don't become 30 and 40 and 50 without having the context that you and I have earned over our years. And without sounding like an old guy, you know, I just think I'm not. I have talked to people our age, Ken, who just say, "I give up. I'm just going to let them be who they want to be." I'm not going to do that. What do you think?
Well, I think the key word here is going to be patience, because they're just entering the labor force.
On whose part? They're part of my part.
Our part on the boomers' part. I think.
Well, you know that's one of my strong suits, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure. I think we need to be patient, Jim, because they're not in the labor force yet. They really aren't. We could say they are, but they are just now breaking in. And I think, I don't know about you, but when I first started, you know, I was recruited out of college by Volkswagen of America. I was a terrible, my first and second year with Volkswagen in America, I should have been fired. I was so bad. But you learn, and you grow up, and you acclimate, and you develop skills, and you do listen to your mentors. So let's give them a break. Let's give them a little space, and let's see what they do. I think they're going to be fine. I think they are the best human resource that the United States has ever had, and we are the only industrialized nation and the only Western culture that has a large bubble
now
of population.
That is an amazing fact. Say that again.
We are the only industrialized nation and the only Western culture that has a Generation Y that has a bubble at the bottom in the younger years, because Eastern Europe doesn't have it, Eastern Europe doesn't have it, Asia absolutely positively doesn't have it, because they cut their young people by the quantity of their young people by 75%.
And what is even worse, and China is even worse, because not only do they not have that generation like we do, they're all boys.
Between 20 and 30 years old in China, there are 30 million young men who will never marry because there aren't enough women.
Grumpy young men.
Yeah, and they have nuclear weapons. Cranky.
Exactly. I hear you on the patience thing, and I think we are patient, and I think I'm patient. I think I'm being patient with them, because if when I continue to employ Gen Ys, and I don't fire them because they act like I'm supposed to live in their world, that's me being patient. But here's one thing I would like to I'd like to speak to the Gen Y for a minute, Ken. Whenever someone that you who's older than you, especially if you work for them, when they try to give you some context, when they try to help you understand, you know, where your way might not be the way the company's going to do it, don't make a face at them. Listen to them. Act like I'm serious, Ken. Act like you are actually taking it in. Take it in. Don't just act like it. Take it in, and considerate. Don't act. Don't look at them like, whatever, dude.
I know. Well,
this, hey, Ken, I'm getting this from other people. This isn't just my experience. What do you think?
Well, quick story. I left for 3 days. My daughter works for me. I gave her a ton of work. I came back after 3 days. She's playing a video game. And I said, what are you doing? And I said, you got to do the work I gave you. She said, Dad, it's all done. It's on your desk.
Oh, I get you. Results matter. No, I get results. I have to say that. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Take care, man. You too. Bye-bye.
Send all the letters and emails to KGC Direct, by the way, folks. KGCDirect.com. That's Ken Grombach's website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. One more after this one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.